Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. 50,000 of you a week can't be wrong. We have a special guest. We're in the B segment. The Bs are always great guests, and this one promises to be no different. William Smith is a master of exercise for medical purposes, especially Parkinson's disease. The book is Exercise for Parkinson's Disease, and we'll get to that in a second. First, remind you that our sponsors are LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of both Bovine Colostrum and Truebiotics, as well as the blog sensation Die, D-I-A, Resc, R-E-S-Q, the letter Q. Die Rescue is on the blogosphere, takes care of a lot of the side effects when you start it a couple days beforehand and continue it for the 3 days afterwards. Takes care of a lot of the side effects of the GLP-1s, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, and of course, Ozempic. Don't take my word for it. Look in the blogosphere yourself or go to the website, LifeFirstNaturals.com. There you'll find the double-blind randomized controlled trials of their Truebiotics and of Bovine Colostrum and some of the blogosphere references for Dye Rescue. The other sponsor is LongevityPlaybook.com. That's our website. Sign up for the free newsletter. Pretty soon we'll have a nice segment on therapeutic plasma exchange in that newsletter as well as on the website. And soon after that, we'll have a AI coaching program to coach you just as if I was your private doc and you were seeing me in one of the expensive clinics here at the Cleveland Clinic. Let's get to William Smith and the exercise for Parkinson's disease. Mr. Smith or William, one, there are beautiful pictures in the book and clear explanations of how you do these, so congratulations. How did you get involved in medical exercise or special exercise for medicine for this disease in particular, which is so important to do exercise in?
Thanks for having me. First of all, I really appreciate it. I know we had to go back and forth on scheduling a little bit. So I have three young children and it's, you know, it's end of the day. Very quickly, I was born here in New York, but I actually was raised in Michigan, so I'm a fellow Midwesterner. My dad retired from the federal government. He was in a commissioned health officer for the Veterans Administration. So I got exposed to, you know, public service and health at a very young age, especially with veterans. But growing up in the Midwest, my first fitness certification was in high school for the YMCA in Battle Creek, Michigan. And over the course of years, I got into working with patients, cystic fibrosis, CP, things of that nature in college. I was a strength and conditioning exercise physiology major. And through the course of my career, I got really, really involved with working with people with all kinds of medical conditions as an exercise physiologist. I was kind of the, just a little humility here, but I think I was kind of the go-to exercise physiologist in North Jersey for a long time with many physician referrals. I had trainers that worked for me and what have you in the North Jersey market, right near New York City in Summit, New Jersey. I had trainers that worked for me and in the early 2000s, and we went from people's homes, mostly 50 to 90-year-old people that had medical conditions.
So this was a practice where someone referred patients to you, or were they self-referred or both, with medical conditions, and so you started working with them and had a group of trainers working with you.
Yeah, 100%. It's a great business, but it also helped a lot of patients through their mobility.
And you went right to their home, so worked for them even if they were not very mobile.
Yeah, 100%. I worked with up to 90-year-old patients in their homes and after they were cleared by their medical professional.
So how did you get the specific interest in Parkinson's disease? The book is called Exercise for Parkinson's Disease. It's from, and I have to always spell it because I can hardly pronounce it. It's HatherleyPress.com. It's a division of Random House, HatherleyPress.com is where you can find out more about William Smith and especially the book Exercise for Parkinson's Disease, The Complete Fitness Guide to Improve Mobility, Strength, and Balance. How did you get to specialize in Parkinson's disease? I have a great story about Jay Alpert here at the Cleveland Clinic, but before I tell that, how did you get to interest in it?
I've always been fascinated by neurodegenerative diseases, specifically underneath the Alzheimer's umbrella. My great aunt used to talk to John Gotti in the back of my grandparents' house. And again, not Parkinson's, but under that kind of cognitive decline umbrella, my grandmother suffered from neurodegenerative issues. And then over the course of my career, just very quickly, it was a natural outgrowth for me because I was so interested in how the central nervous system controls the body, but even more so in the case of Parkinson's, a real fascination with the enteric nervous system in the gut. And any Parkinson's expert knows, and I'm not a physician, but there are multiple gateways that they use to assess Parkinson's. One's the enteric nervous system in the gut and the intuitive nature. One's the nose, maybe with the loss of sense of smell. And then eventually that might even manifest into the basal ganglia and obviously the cortex. So some of those things all played into me realizing that Parkinson's is one of the conditions that can benefit greatly from exercise.
So I'm going to tell the story of Jay Alpert. Jay is a exercise physiologist, PhD in the field, and was an Olympic bicyclist. Do you know the story?
The name sounds so familiar.
So was an Olympic bicyclist and was doing a benefit for Parkinson's disease, riding literally across Iowa in the summer. They assigned him a tandem bike one day, and they put a woman with Parkinson's disease on the back. He rides at more than 100 RPMs. I mean, he was an Olympic bicyclist. And as he got up to speed, when she got off at the brake times, she no longer had her tremor. She no longer had any of the signs of her motor signs of Parkinson's disease. He did this for 3 days, and she, as long as he did it for 3 days a week, she actually didn't have any tremor, et cetera, even on the times when he wasn't riding with her, meaning on the day after. That led to a small study of 12 people. 4 of them had the same reaction. That's led to a much bigger study of over 400 people, and they found in the rat study and in humans regrowth of dopaminergic neurons in about 30% of people when they do rapid exercise. You need to do over 90 RPMs for 30 minutes 3 times a week. Very tough to do if you're a Parkinson's patient. So they actually got a company not related to the Cleveland Clinic or Jay, but a company makes a motorized bicycle so that you can strap in and get the benefit. And about a third of the people get total relief. The other 2/3 obviously get the exercise benefit, but not the strength benefit that you stress here. So one of the keys in Parkinson's disease is as you get strength and balance, you keep your posture, you don't feel bent over as much. And that's one of the things you stress so well in the book is how to keep your posture. So go a little bit into that in the book, would you?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's obviously some benchmarks that are used both anecdotally and diagnostically, whether it's tremors, rigidity, postural instability, and bradykinesia, so slow movements, right? And in the sense of posture, whether you're someone stricken with Parkinson's, PD, or someone that doesn't have it or is not diagnosed with it, but you're having mobility concerns, posture is one of the most important things as a human being for staying up as a biped, right? Like 2 feet, as opposed to a quadruped on all fours. Having good posture not only prevents us from having eccentric falls, which means it allows us to control our body weight forward against gravity. It also opens up our diaphragm and our rib cage. 2/3 of our lung volume is in the back of our body. So if we have a good 3-dimensional breath, meaning breathing into our pelvic floor, our ribs, and our upper chest simultaneously, that will also be beneficial for posture. But I think overall, besides the physical component, for anybody being able to see where they're going, looking at another human being at eye level, and all those things, those psychosocial things that go in that unfortunately progresses someone with Parkinson's, ages with the condition, those things are really important for their overall health. So that's one of the reasons we stress the postural stability in this book.
If you were going to say the one exercise you want people to do for this, what would it be?
Wow, that's a good one. Let me just think about that one for a second. So I'm always a big proponent of functional, and people use that term very loosely, but functional is your ability to do something and execute it with accuracy over a period of time, right? So I think in this case, if we're looking at posture and breaking down the motor skill, because that's how people learn, I love our alphabet series in this book. It's the W's, the T's, yes, moving back, all of those things in a sequential order that you can do sitting on the edge of your bed without balance being a concern. Those jump out to me right away. And then I would also add to that, and the progression to that would be, if you feel comfortable doing it, then you could stand up and do those same movements standing with a smaller surface area, meaning your feet closer together, or you could have a wider surface area with your feet further apart if you needed more balance. And I always recommend anybody with any balance consideration should always be near something stable, something safe, away from sharp objects that they could fall on.
You probably weren't a bad kid in school the way I was, but I had to stand in a corner with a dunce cap on.
I doubt that.
And facing into the corner. And when you stand in a corner, you can fall into the corner.
It's a safeguard built in.
Right. It's got to be a corner that doesn't have stuff in it, like sharp objects, as you said, and no fancy furniture right nearby. But in fact, so I do 1 minute of standing on each leg in a corner every day and ask my patients to do it as well. This is longevity patients, as one of the major risks of dying as you get older is falls.
And we do have that, as you probably saw in the book, we do have that weight shifting, that balance shifting in there as well.
The interesting thing is the progression of the letters. I love that because I have never seen that. I've seen people buy what they call bras that have stretch to keep them upright as they get older. Do those work?
I would say, you know, just holistically, I'd say the concept is great. Power lifters, I have a lot of friends who are professional power lifters. They also use a strap that pulls them back, that enables them to engage their lats more and stabilize their shoulder girdle so they don't have translation to that humeral head. So I think there is something to be said for that. I think in this case, when it pulls you back, as long as you're not having any issues or complications from a neurovascular standpoint, meaning your fingers are going numb, or your neck or something like that, I think there is some validity to doing that a few minutes a day. But also the same premise could be said for just putting like a foam roller behind your spine, or doing something similar in a doorway where your hands are against the doorway and gently leaning forward, right? And you can progress that way based upon where you want to hit the front of the chest or the anterior part of the shoulder. I think there is some validity to that, but I think it could also be done without necessarily having to buy something.
There's some really nice pictures in here, but I love the, as I've looked through it, I now see the letter progression. I was unaware that it was a progression, but you go from, in this, again, these are beautifully illustrated. You go from a T to a Y, page 64, 65, and 66, TYW. I have to know my alphabet to know whether that's really the progression, W, X, Y, Z. I think it's the wrong progression for the alphabet, but you're going to teach me the alphabet backwards, if you will. So it's a T, Y, and a W.
We did these pictures. I'm in some of these pictures, as you can see, but we did these pictures in Hobart, New York, with people that models, if you will, that were kind of age appropriate. But as you know, this disease can stricken anybody for the most part within a certain age group demographic, but it does afflict some younger. And as you see, we have some younger folks in there, but it does tend to be a little bit more age appropriate with the models in there. So that's why we did that, to make sure it's reflective.
I mean, it's a wonderful, it's so well illustrated, so well described. It is exercise for Parkinson's disease, hatherleigh.press.com, HATHERLEIGH. Press.com. William Smith, who's a medical expert fitness pro, is the one who has written it. Hatherleigh Press.com is where you can get it, as well as at Amazon. Hatherleigh Press is a division of Random House. Thank you very much for sharing the time with us. It's exercise for Parkinson's disease. I actually often give away the books. I'm not giving away this one. I'm keeping it. It's a wonderful book to look at, the description of exercises. And I love the progression of TYW for maintaining posture. This has been You, the Owner's Manual podcast 1224B. Do upload the A segment this week. There's just a ton of great medical news with importance to you, such as why you want to raise your heart rate a little bit so that your resting heart rate is lower. It decreases your risk for atrial fibrillation substantially. Another benefit of exercise, if you will, in this sphere. The sponsors, LifeFirstNaturals.com. Go to their website, LifeFirstNaturals.com. See the double-blind randomized controlled trials for their probiotic, Trubiotic, and for the bovine colostrum, its benefits in decreasing upper respiratory infections, especially after exercise and if you get a chance to have bloating. It's a wonderful solution to both treat it and prevent it. And their DiRescue, which seems to prevent the diarrhea, constipation, and nausea with the GLP-1 weight loss and anti-diabetic drugs that also have benefits for preventing dementia, preventing kidney disease. Hopefully, they'll get much cheaper like they are in Great Britain and be offered by all of the insurance companies the way the National Health Service is now offering them in Great Britain to everyone who is overweight or has type 2 diabetes. And, of course, the other sponsor is LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to the website, sign up for the free newsletter, learn about therapeutic plasma exchange in a long series next week or in 2 weeks, and also about coaching. The AI coaching system will be available probably by mid-February, although it still needs a lot of testing. Thanks very much for downloading us. Thank you, William Smith, for coming on and for writing this book, Exercise for Parkinson's Disease. It's a wonderful book. And investigate Theracycle if you are early in the Parkinson's disease process. It may just be something that helps you reverse it. The Theracycle makes sure that you have a fast revolutions to your bike, which in 30 minutes, three times a week at 90 RPMs in 30% of people seems to reverse the Parkinson's disease. It's like boxing, but that rapidity movement, but it can be forced on you with this Theracycle machine. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.